You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
Before we dive into PMI, if we even get to it now, well, I'm all fired up about what we were talking about off the air.
What happened?
I'm a little fired up. Oh. We were all discussing a mutual friend of ours who's throwing a birthday party.
Yeah.
Leah.
What's up, girl?
I know you listen. First things first,
calling names.
I didn't get a birthday invite.
I know. That's funny. That's how this started. Is
neither did
I was
Joshua.
Like, I said, did you get a birthday invite to Leah's party?
I didn't.
And you were like,
I've known Leah for a long, long time.
Yeah.
She's come to many station events.
Uh-huh.
I took my picture with her at the radio station
you
to
did?
Promote her green chili business.
You did.
Leah. Where's my birthday invite?
Well, I think it's because of what you commented on her post that she's like, well, never mind, Jeremy.
We don't need to get into that.
What did you say?
That I wanted to stay home and not go to her birthday?
Exactly. Oh.
But it's just the principle of
what?
I still want to be invited.
It's principle to say no?
I still want to get the invite.
Yeah.
Just so you can say no.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I would say no to this stupid birthday, Leah.
It's going to be a great birthday.
I have never heard of this before. Come to my birthday party, celebrate me, bring me a gift.
Yeah.
But it's going to cost you like almost $40.
Yeah. You have to buy a ticket to her birthday party, and it pays for the food. She's having it catered by a great spot. And so she's like, this is the headcount I have, and this is the money I need for this caterer. And I don't think it's the worst idea. I think it's okay. I just was wondering to you, is this in lieu of the gift?
Leah, if you're listening, call us. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Or you can text her here in a minute. Just tell her, call and defend.
Call and defend your party.
Ridiculous idea. I would never in a million years say, come to my birthday, but it's going to cost you $40 just to get in the door to celebrate me. Oh, well, look who it is.
Wait a second. Is it Leah?
Leah. Top of the morning to you, Leah.
Morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Good.
Well, things were going great until I noticed I didn't get a birthday invite from you for your stupid birthday.
How do you know you haven't gotten it yet?
Oh,
did you just all of a sudden send it because you heard me bad-mouthing you?
No, actually, I listen to you guys when I get in the shower in the morning, and I literally just came in the bathroom and turned the radio on, like, right when you started talking smack. So
Leah's dumb party.
Listen, I want the invite, but I'm not coming because it's stupid.
I know you're not going to come. You don't come to anything I invite you to. Why would I keep doing that?
Because you charge everybody for your event.
No, not everyone.
Okay, so this is how, you know, I throw a lot of events with my Denver Housewives networking stuff that I do. And there, you can't just find a place that you can get 20, 30, 40, or more of your friends to come and hang out without paying them. Restaurants.
Really?
In Denver,
you've never heard of Applebee's?
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Come on. You already suggested Applebee's on one of my posts. We're not doing that.
Because that would have been free. Go ahead.
There's like one of the first restaurants that I reached out to in order to bring, if I wanted to bring more than 20 people, I had to do an $8,000 buyout. Because on a weeknight, anytime like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you got to remember these restaurants could be turning tables every 30, 45 minutes, hour or more, and making money all night long. But if I'm going to be camping out with all of my friends for multiple, like 2, 3, 4 hours, they're losing money. So they make you do a buyout of the entire space.
Can't you just
so
be
that
like,
they can make that money?
Can't you just be like a normal person and wander into a bar on a Friday night and say, hey, everybody meet me here. And then we just all stand around and have drinks and mingle.
Not at the end of March, dude, because it's March Madness.
Yeah.
And nobody will let me
Jeremy.
Bring more than
give
like
me
three
a break.
Tables.
Find me a hacienda all night long. We
she
can
makes
wander
a great
into.
Point there. That Sweet 16 Madness is no
okay,
joke.
Okay, well then do this.
Yeah.
You just bump it a week or two.
I don't want to do that because my birthday is on the 30th and I want to do
birthday.
My birthday party on the 29th. I am a birthday brat. I'll do it all month long. However, this space, I'll justify
brat.
It. I don't care. Bring it. We can argue about this all day.
She's ready.
The place that I know, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. Why are you getting
I'm pretty
up?
Fired
up.
Well, I still don't see the invite. What did you send it on?
I haven't sent it yet because. Because
you weren't until I started badmouthing.
She's about
you.
To get in the shower,
no.
dude.
Are you naked? No. Leah, are you naked right now?
No, Jeremy, okay. stop it.
No,
listen
stop.
To me.
Okay, go ahead.
This place, they are letting me use the space. It's a new event space, and I really want to help people know that they're there. But I have to pay for the food up front, and I don't just have $3,000 laying around to be like, here, let me pay out the you-know-what for all of my friends to eat food and just have food readily available. I don't have that kind of money laying around. So that's why per person we made it so it's like a catering package, and everybody just pitches in their $30. They have their food. There's an open bar. We're going to have like photo booth, a bunch of photo op stuff. It's going to be fun because it's yacht rock themed.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you can like dress up in funny 70s smooth music vibes, whatever.
Do you feel like you're maybe going a little bit overboard for your birthday?
No. You don't even know what I've
been. Have you met Leah? Like, come on. This is right up Leah's alley.
Why? This is borderline like you're throwing like a prom dance or something, or like a wedding.
I mean, sure.
Is this a big birthday? Are you like 50 now or something?
No. I'm younger than you. 44.
Oh, you're 44? Okay. So it's not even like a big bombastic birthday. This is just for no reason at all. This is just an event to say, come celebrate me. Come look at me.
That's what a birthday is.
That's what a birthday is, dude.
Bring me presents, too.
Okay.
So that's what I wanted to ask.
So on top of that.
Is it also, do you expect presents on top of a little copay?
No. I don't expect presents from anybody, but and the cost of it has nothing to do with a gift. It's literally, you're going to go, if I had this at a restaurant where everybody could pay their own way, you're easily going to spend way more than $30, unless you're going to get like a basket of fries or something like that.
Yeah.
But this is literally just for the meal.
Okay.
That's all it is.
What is the food?
I think we have, they're like, it's from the restaurant West Main that's in the bottom part of the Parker Hotel where this venue is. And I think they're doing, I don't really remember. It's like Reubens and burgers.
And baskets of fries.
Choked dip. No fries.
No fries.
And I am bringing green chili. So there's going to be some green chili nachos. And a couple of other things I don't remember off the top of my head without looking at the menu.
That sounds tasty, though.
Yeah. Sounds good.
It's really cool. I have like my own individual personal friend circle. I have my networking friend circle. I've got work since I've been in, real estate mortgage forever friend circle. So this is just a way for me to get everybody to come hang out together on one night. And if I had all the money in the world and I could throw $3,000 at it and just be like, look, I'm a pretty, pretty princess. I can pay for everybody to eat and have fun. Then I would
pretty,
do it.
Pretty princess.
I think you feel like you're I feel like you are a pretty, pretty princess even without doing that.
Yeah, I think you are too.
Right, well, thanks. Yeah.
This is my birthday month? You're that person, are
mm-hmm.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
This is another reason I don't want to come.
Sure.
I'll be there,
Leah.
I love it.
I'm going to get a hold of Knick Knack some other way outside of you, and I'm going to make her want to come so that you have to come by default.
I will say Knick Knack met Leah at, what were we at?
Justin Timberlake.
At Justin Timberlake, that's right. Yeah. And she walked off. You walked off. Nicole's like, I feel like I could hang out with her.
Yeah.
Like, we could totally hang out.
Right?
So.
She's adorable. I'm so down. She was so cute. I love her.
Well, she's okay, but she's also very frugal. So you will not be seeing either one of us at your stupid birthday.
I'll be there, Leah.
Whatever.
I will see you
Yay,
there.
Katie. Yay.
Hey, how many total invites did you send out?
Oh, God, like, I don't know, 150?
Good God, Leah.
Send me one instead of Jeremy. Yeah, send Josh one instead of Jeremy.
Josh, all three of you are invited.
All day, Josh.
Yes.
All day.
Okay, let's go.
You guys have fun.
We will.
I'm going to go spend $40 on myself.
Yeah, you will.
I
love the sass.
Well, I'll be looking for that invite. Oh, Nicole just texted. She says, I'm listening and I'll come.
Jeremy.
We're going to party.
I'm going to divorce that woman today.
You're going to
divorce
her.
Katie, forward her the text they sent you, and then we can just.
I still don't have a text.
By default.
I still don't have a text.
I'm on the phone with you right now. I'll send it in a minute.
Can you hurry up and send it so I can RSVP? No.
No.
Hurry up.
I have it. It's just an Eventbrite link. That's where the ticket thing is. There's no real RSVP.
Right.
Buying your ticket is RSVPing, dog.
Dog. Listen up, homie.
I hope you have the best birthday month ever, Leah.
Me too, Leah.
Thanks.
And I hope you have a pony at your party and party favors.
No, thank you.
All right,
there's going to be some fun stuff. You'll see if you come.
I highly doubt it. Leah, you know I love you.
We
you know
love
I love you.
You.
All right, go put some clothes on.
Whatever, turd. Bye.
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 Leah.
Bye. That was
she
so funny.
She can go to hell. She gives you the sass. I like
Leah can go to hell.
No.
That was a dumb idea.
No.
There's too many people for a party and you're charging them.
Leah's go to heaven.
Funny.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
No.
All right, well, there's your PMI today, guys.